بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اتخذوا مسجدا ضرارا وكفرا وتفريقا بين المؤمنين وإرصادا لمن حارب الله ورسوله من قبل وليحلفن إن أردنا إلا الحسنى والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون.
Verse number 107. There were also some hypocrites who built a mosque, not for Allah's obedience, but to harm the Muslims, to support disbelief by strengthening the people of hypocrisy, to cause disunity amongst the believers, and in preparation and anticipation for those who had waged war against Allah and His Messenger prior to the construction of the mosque. These hypocrites swear to you that they only wanted goodness for the Muslims. Allah is witness that they are lying in this claim of theirs.
لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين.
Verse number 108. Do not accept, O Prophet, the invitation of the hypocrites to you to pray in this mosque, which was built for immoral purposes. Rather, the Quba Mosque, which was founded from its beginning on mindfulness, is more worthy of your praying in it than this mosque that was founded on disbelief. In the Quba Mosque, there are men who love to purify themselves from ritual and physical impurities with water, as well as from sins with repentance and seeking forgiveness. Allah loves those who purify themselves from ritual and physical impurities and from sins.
أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَا جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 109. Can those who founded their building on recognition of Allah, by following His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, and Allah's pleasure by doing all forms of good, be equal to those who built a mosque to cause harm to the Muslims, to strengthen disbelief and to cause disunity amongst the believers? They can never be equal. The first have a strong structure with good foundation, so it will not collapse. Yet the second group are similar to a person who built a structure on the edge of a pit that is about to collapse and which collapses with him into the depths of hell. Allah does not guide those who do wrong by committing disbelief, hypocrisy, and other wrongs.
لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 110. The mosque that they built in order to cause harm will continue to be a source of doubt and hypocrisy in their hearts, until their hearts are cut into pieces by their death or by their being killed by the sword. Allah knows the actions of His servants, and He is wise in the decision He passes with respect to repaying them for their good or evil. After Allah mentioned the shameful deeds of the hypocrites who stayed behind from striving in His path, He mentions the reward of those who strive in His path in the following verse.
إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Verse number 111. Allah, may He be glorified, has purchased from the believers their lives, despite them belonging to Him, out of His grace for a high price, paradise. They will fight the disbelievers so that Allah's word is highest, and they will kill the disbelievers or be killed by them. Allah has made this true promise in the Torah, the scripture of Moses, the Gospel, the scripture of Jesus, and the Quran, the scripture of Muhammad, peace be upon him. There is no one who is more faithful to his promise than Allah. So rejoice, O believers, with the trade that you made with Allah, because of your gaining such a huge profit in it. That deal is the great success. Beneficial points. 1. What the hypocrites say should not be believed, because Allah has testified about their lies. 2. Those who purify themselves from bodily and spiritual impurities are guaranteed the love of Allah. 3. The person who does an action to please Allah is not equal to the one who does an action in support of disbelief and to oppose the Muslims. The action of the first person will remain and become a source of happiness for the one who does it, whilst the action of the second person will disappear and become a cause of misfortune for the person who does it. 4. The verses encourage striving in Allah's path and explain that the reward for doing so is paradise. 5. The duty to strive in Allah's path and encouraging others to do so was founded in the religions before Islam as well. 6. Any situation that causes disunity amongst believers is a sin, which must be avoided and removed. On the other hand, any situation that creates unity amongst the believers must be followed and encouraged.
التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين.
Verse number 112. The people who will receive this great reward are those who turn to Allah in repentance from idolatry, hypocrisy and sins, are sincere in their worship of Allah, praise their Lord in every condition, go out and strive in Allah's path, fast, pray, instruct that which Allah and His Messenger have instructed, and prohibit what Allah and His Messenger have prohibited, and guard Allah's instruction by following them and His prohibitions by avoiding them. O Messenger, tell the believers who have these qualities the good news of what will make them happy in this world and the afterlife.
مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ.
Verse number 113. It is not right for the Prophet and the believers to seek forgiveness from Allah for the idolaters, even if they are their relatives, after it has become clear to them that they are the people of the fire of hell because they died as idolaters.
وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه إن إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 114. Ibrahim seeking forgiveness for his polytheist father was only because of a promise he had made to him to do so, in the hope that he would submit. When it became clear to Ibrahim that his father was an enemy of Allah, due to the advice not being of benefit to him, or due to his coming to know through revelation that he will die as a disbeliever, he renounced him. He had asked for forgiveness for him on the basis of his own reasoning, and not in contradiction of any law that Allah had revealed to him. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, used to frequently turn to Allah in humility, and he used to overlook and pardon his people who were wrongdoers.
وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 115. Allah would never pass the judgment of misguidance against the people after he had given them guidance, until he makes clear to them those forbidden things that they must avoid. If they do that which Allah had forbidden after it had been declared forbidden and made clear to them, then he will judge them as misguided. Allah knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. He has taught you what you did not know.
إن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير.
Verse number 116. The control of the heavens and the control of the earth belongs to Allah. He has no partner in this, and nothing in them is hidden from him. He gives life to whomever he wills, and causes whomever he wills to die. You, O people, do not have, besides Allah, any friend to take care of your affairs, nor any protector to guard you against evil and assist you against your enemy.
لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم.
Verse number 117. Allah has forgiven the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, since he gave permission to the hypocrites to stay behind from the Battle of Tabuk. He has also forgiven the immigrants and the helpers who did not stay behind, but followed him in the Battle of Tabuk, despite the intense heat, the lack of means, and the powerful strength of the enemy. This was after a group of them who intended to abandon the expedition almost deviated from the truth and the path of correct guidance because of the great difficulty they faced. Then Allah enabled them to be patient and to go out for that battle. He forgave them, for He, may He be glorified, is kind and merciful towards them. It was because of His mercy that He enabled them to repent to Him and that He accepted their repentance. Beneficial points. 1. The verses explain the qualities that believers should have, so that they become worthy of receiving good news that will make them happy. 2. It is forbidden to ask forgiveness for a person who passed away as an idolater. 3. It is not valid to use the action of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, initially asking for forgiveness of his father as proof for the permissibility of asking forgiveness for idolaters. 4. Sins and evil actions are the cause of disasters, disappointment, and failure. 5. Allah is the owner of everything. He's our friend and protector. We have no friend or protector besides Him. 6. The verses show the virtue of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, over all other people. 7. Allah sends His mercy on the people of faith by protecting them from misguidance and giving them guidance.